Okay, so yesterday we did the position of Rebbe of Tam. There is a third position in that long Tosfos, that of the Maharam. So the Maharam takes the following position. He says, Maharam, Hayenosein Tam Delahachi Mutter Barisut Sada. He said, why is it that sharecropping by a field is permitted? The Chayman She'eno Notel Mo'od Bischaro Ela Notel Begufa Karka. So now, right, this is, he makes an interesting move. Remember we said, what's mechudash about Arisut is that in general, it is more problematic to hire a non-Jew to work in your property than it is to what?
To
have a partnership in which the non-Jew is working for himself. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right, for obvious reasons. Right, that the more we can conceptualize it, that the non-Jew is working for himself, the easier it is. Now, the chiddush of arisut, of sharecropping, is that even though it's just payment, or the simple pshat of arisut is that even though it's just payment, right, it's not an actual stock option,
right?
Meaning it's a dividend option, right? He gets the dividends of stocks without being a stockholder,
right?
Correct? Like Lahavdil, he would get full dividends of stocks, but he couldn't vote at a stockholder's meeting.
Right.
Yes? The chiddush is that even though that's true, it's still considered, according to Rishon Ben Gamliel, that he's working for himself, because since he gets percentages,
he would want to work on...
Correct, meaning the fact that it's a salary in the end of the day is irrelevant, because since his salary is percentage-oriented, we consider the work that he does to be of his own motivation.
Right.
Okay.
He wouldn't get paid otherwise.
Because right. Meaning it's essentially, to put it in modern terms, it's commission.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Commission. He doesn't own the stuff. Right. He doesn't own it. Right. He is selling houses for the contractor.
It's broken, in other words.
But he's doing it on commission, so he's working for himself because whatever he sells, the reason he wants to sell it is because he makes his X percent
from that.
But in the end of the day, he's not the owner. Right? He just gets paid on commission.
Right?
That's essentially what a resuit is. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So the chiddush there is that even though it's really a salary, it's a commission salary, because he's working for himself, that's enough, even though he doesn't own it. Right? It's non-Jewish work, even though it's with Jewish property, Jewish employer, Jewish everything. The Ram seems to move against that. A little bit. Just a little bit. And he says the reason that Sada is different is because he takes from the field. Right? Meaning it's not just the commission part of it. Meaning it's not just that he's working and is motivated by himself. It's because the nature of the payment is that he takes from the produce of the field.
Right?
Oh, and so therefore, dummi l'shutaf.
He's still saying it's mutter, though.
Oh, he's saying it's mutter, but you understand the move he makes?
He's adding a step.
He's saying, right, until now we've assumed that the chiddush of arisut...
He's not taking from the...
Right, meaning until now we've assumed that the chiddush of arisut is that even though you're not an owner, what we care about is why are you working as hard as you are?
Oh, so now
and the answer is because you get commission.
He's adding a payment thing on
that. Correct. He's saying, I'm not comfortable with that. The Ram is saying, look, at the end of the day, if you're being paid in commission, it may be true that you are motivated to work as hard as you do because you make 20%.
But
you're still an employee.
Yeah.
And therefore, you're still working for the Jew.
But here, he's not getting from the Jew, he's getting from...
Correct. Now, he's saying it's not fully a shutaf, but he's saying it's specifically a sharecropper in the field.
Right,
because you take from the produce...
But it's still kind of a stretch, because it's still the Jew's field.
And that's what he said, it's dummi l'shutaf. Right? Meaning, it's the combination. It's the fact...
Both.
Correct. Meaning he's saying... No, he's not saying it's only that factor. He's saying it's the combination of factors. What he's arguing is, unlike everybody else, he's saying, I don't buy this notion that commission alone makes it mutter. Right? The fact that it's commission alone makes it mutter. Because in the end of the day, it still looks like you're working for a Jew. Because you are. But he says, in a field where you take from the produce, it's... not full ownership.
If you put 50% in one basket and 50% in the other basket, it looks like...
I mean, what's he saying? He's saying, look, right? He's saying, let's change it for a minute. He said, let's say instead of Well, the classic Arisut case is that Donnie, you'll get the vineyard this time. Donnie has a vineyard, and he hires
Luke. George.
No, Luke works for Nachum.
George.
George,
yeah.
George, fine. Andreas. He's not your employee, it's his employee, and he's in Belgium, not in Florida.
Okay? What do you think about Adrianus?
Whatever you want. Adrianus, I don't care. Yeah. That's fine. Right? You want to hire Adrianus instead of George? Back out on the deal with George. George is offended, but fine. Fine, so Donny has a vineyard, and he hires Adrianus, and he offers him a third sharecropping. Okay? So that means that let's say he has a vineyard and it makes 1,000,000 grapes.
So many grapes.
What?
A million clusters of grapes.
1,000,000 grapes. I don't know. 1,000,000 clusters. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm picking a number. What are you getting caught up in this?
1,000,000 little grapes. He gets 333,000 grapes.
Yes. You want to make it a round number? 30%. He gets 300,000 grapes. Happy? Fine? Okay? So according to the Ram, that's mutter. But let's say Donnie would say, look, I'm going to give you 30% of the profits of the grapes. And I'm going to take 1,000,000 grapes. Everything you caught is for me. But I'm going to pay you on commission. And if you get 1,000,000 grapes for me, then I'll pay you for 300,000 grapes. We had a trigger,
by the way. That's
so according to the Ri, Rabbeinu Tam, is that mutter?
No.
Yes.
Right, but according
yes,
to the...
Yes, because the point is, he's still working for himself.
Well, the way you worded it sounds a little...
No, he's saying, instead of giving you the grapes, mm-hmm. right, in what sense am I giving you a percentage of the field?
As if you've taken this amount from me.
Right, meaning I'm paying you to cut my field, right, and I'm going to pay you the value of 30%. According to Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, presumably that would be a mutter. Because at the end of the day, why is he working so hard?
For his...
Because he wants, if there are 1,000,000 grapes, he gets paid 300,000 grapes worth. If there are 500,000, he only gets 150,000. Right? Right? I mean, remember, their argument was that Arisute, Arisite, Ka'avit. Remember, Rabbeinu Tam was explicit. Right, if he did it in a house, it'd be the same thing.
Right.
The point is, he benefits from the work, and therefore it's considered that he's working for himself. Yes?
Right.
That's right. That's me. That's right. That's right. Mine. Not mine, but not yours either.
That's the... right, so Ri and Rabbeinu Tam would say it's fine. Because for them, the real question is simply what? Is it that you work as hard as you work for your sake?
You could say any payment is still you working
no,
for your sake.
No, you can't. Not a set payment. Because you don't work as hard as you work.
Oh, because if you're getting a set
payment...
Because
you're getting $100 to work...
You could pull in 20 grapes and still
correct.
Get the same amount.
And therefore, the fact that it's on commission makes it yours. But... The Ram says it's not true.
No, you need a...
The Ram says, in the end of the day, that's still a salary. It's a commission salary, but it's still a salary. Arisut only works because you take from that which you yourself are producing. And therefore...
So you take the 30% and give whatever's
correct.
Left over.
And therefore, you don't... What he's
it's
saying,
not that
it's
I've,
not ownership, it's that... But he's saying it's more like ownership.
It's not like Danny's pulling in 1,000,000 grapes and giving you 300,000. It's you're taking 300,000, whatever's left over, you give to Danny.
Correct, or whatever. Right? Meaning, or yeah. You're working for your grapes. Right? Right. I mean, that's really the Svara. And he says it's dummy l'shutaf.
But in order to get your grapes, you have to pull in all.
Correct. Correct. And he says, but you understand, now what's the difference?
The payment.
The difference is, buy it. Remember? Rabbeinu Tam said, oh, buy it might really be okay.
Right.
According to the Ram,
it's still mud.
Is it still butter?
It's usher.
According to the Ram?
Dang it.
Ram. The Maharam. Right?
I thought you said the Ram was mutter.
No, that's in the grapes. But remember the Bayit case?
Oh.
Right? Now if you move to the Bayit case, right, where Rabbeinu Tam said, oh, maybe a Bayit is mutter? Maram says, what are you talking about?
Right? He's not doing it for him. He's doing it for...
Correct. That's not... I'm not taking from the produce. Right? I'm not taking from the gufa karka, and therefore it doesn't look like ownership. It doesn't look like partnership.
Right.
And therefore it looks like a salary, and therefore it's usher. Meaning, it's two factors. It's how are you being paid, and what does it look like? Mm-hmm. Right? Meaning, you need not just...
How are you...
commission. Meaning you need not just motivation, you need the way you're paid looks like it's a partnership rather than a payment.
Right.
Even though in truth that's not what it is.
But again, the question comes...
And then, in what... He uses this to explain what?
What do you mean? Explain...
Why merchatz is fundamentally usser.
Oh,
right? And he says, ulahachi kamar hacha de merchatz usser, da arisusa merchatz lav di inche, de chivin shen lomot nisharo, shayach ligdol zibbukuf a merchatz usser. Because he said, think about it, Nachum hired Luke.
Right, but fundamentally... Still
right? Even if he says, listen, Luke, I like you, take 30% of the profits, that's a commission salary.
It still looks like you're hiring
correct.
Him.
Correct. That's simply someone saying...
Well, then we get into the question.
Great, and you, by the way, you get this. Right? People will say, look, I'll give you less of a salary... Mm-hmm. But I'll offer you the opportunity for a higher salary by offering you commission. Right? This is a normal thing, and therefore he says... No, it's not.
Like, you offer a sort of stock options.
No, not stock options. That's ownership. That's the point. This is not ownership. I offer you profits. It's called commission. In English, it's called commission.
What do you mean, like, a sort of...
Commission. Commission means you are paid by your success.
That's it.
That's what it is.
It's like a brokership.
No, it's not like anything. It's commission. It's not like anything else. It's commission.
Let me say you would work like for a sort of product you would sell, so you get a commission of that.
Yes, that's what it's like.
Okay.
Yes, that's, it's not like anything else. It is commission. That's what it's called in English. Right?
Commission from selling diamonds.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's
right, and if he doesn't get a base salary, he gets commission, and that's what this is.
Yeah.
Right, but in the end of the day, it's a salary, and that's his point, and that's how he understands it. Okay. Now, the way they understand this, and I think this is reasonable, is that the Ram, this is a function of Maris Ayin. Right. Right, meaning.
Well, that would be the problem, is Mar.
Well, you could have argued not. The Ram doesn't actually say it's Mar Zion. You could have said no. It's fundamental. Like when he says it's Nira, it doesn't necessarily mean like it's Mar Zion. It could be that.
But the whole problem is Mar Zion. The whole part is people seeing it wrong.
Yeah, but maybe the Maram doesn't understand it there. Maybe he understands it more fundamentally.
How would you?
Right, meaning that it's a Cain ownership. Right, that it's really.
Oh, so it would be halachically usher.
Like, yeah. It could be.
But
at any rate, you could just say the Maram is about Maris Ayin, but either way, you understand where the Maram's coming from. Okay, so that's the third position in Tosfos. Fine. So now, let us now move to Halacha. I moved a little bit quicker now, because that read page 6, right? Because that was probably the hardest part of this, right? I don't know if it's the hardest, but that was much harder than we're about to look at for a minute, okay? So, let's look at the Rambam, okay? So the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halachah Yud Beis, Posek Adam im Goy al Melacha veKotzeitz Damim veGoy Oseh La'atzmo veAlf al Pi Sheoseh B'Shabbat Mutar. So, if you set a price for the task and the Goy does it on Shabbos, it's Mutar. V'chein Esocher LaGoy Leimim Arbei Mutar al Pi Sheoseh B'Shabbat. And if I pay you for many days at once, Gagon. Shesachar hagoy l'shana l'shtayim shiachtov lo shiriglo, right, for a year or 2 years. Hare ze kotev orig b'shabbat mutar kilo kotetim o shiachtov lo sefer o shiriglo beget shu oseb b'cholich sheyirtze sheliach shovim o yom yom. And he said, right, month-long payments are, even though they're technically not task payments, halachically they're essentially task payments. As long as you don't pay him yom yom. If I pay you by month, it's as if the upshot is, right...
Why can't you say that's an expansion of Yom Yom, though? That's what I don't get.
You could, but we don't. Like, right? You could, but you don't. Right? Meaning,
right,
we don't.
Right.
Right? We say, as long as I don't, right, like, check in on you day to day, right, I hired you to be my whatever for the next month,
mm-hmm.
Right, it's looked at as a task. Okay?
Okay.
Tough law. Yeah. Right? It wrapped all together. Fine. Halacha Yud Gimel. B'me dvar ha-mamurim b'tzina. She'ein makir ha-makal she'zu ha-malacha nasi b'shabbat shel Yisraelu. But this is only in private, where people don't look at it and say, oi, that's the Jews. Aval m'hayte yidua gluyam u'forsemet. But if it's known, revealed, famous, right? Three, I don't know why he uses three cinnamons, synonyms for it, not cinnamon, synonyms, three cinnamons, synonyms for that, I don't know why. Asura, sharo et agoy osek, eni odesh katzatz, v'omer sheploni sachar agoy lasot lo melacha b'shabbat. Because you, we worry that it wasn't task work, it was
day-to-day
work for Shabbat. V'fichach, haposekim agoy levnot lo chatzero kotlo lektoros that tzadeo shesachro shana ushtayim levnot lo chatzer.
Wait, if it's done in, if it's famous or known that it's not good?
Direct. Since the beginning.
That's what... If you tell people that you're...
No, that it is known that the work is being done.
Oh, okay, fine. I thought it was known that he's being...
No, the work is... This is what we've been talking about. The
right,
field,
okay, fine, right,
outside.
Right. Yes. L'fichach,
haposekim agoy levnot lo chatzero, o kotlo, o luktar lo zadeo, et zadeo, o shiizkar shana shtayim levnot lo chatzero litalo kerev. Therefore, if he makes a deal with him to build his wall, build his courtyard, build his... cut down, right, to... harvest his field, etc. Em haita melacha b'medina v'tochat chum asur lo lanichan lasot b'shabbat b'mnei aroim shenei odim shepasak. So, if it's out in the Medina, then it's permitted because you now have solved both problems. It is task payment, and it's no marzayin because he's not in the tchum. Right, b'medina means not in the tchum. V'maita melacha chotzot chum mutar shen shem yisrael shirat apolin k'shein otzim b'shabbat. Now, it sounds like in this halacha that the Rambam has now interpreted Moed Katan like Rashi. The Moed Katan has to do with Shabbos. Avelos, no. Shabbos,
right.
Yes. Right? Like Rashi. Right?
Yes.
You say that, yeah, because you don't want me to keep pressing you. So, in what sense is that true, Yosef?
Wait, we had the argument before.
No, not wait. You said yes. So, no, wait. Explain.
Okay. I'm saying we had a difference that we first were arguing whether or not Moed Katan relates to this, because it's either being Avelut or like...
Good, and what does the Rambam hold?
Rambam holds it's like it's the ones talking about Avelut.
No, he talks that it is Shabbos, because he quotes it in Hilchos Shabbos.
I'm getting the wrong of the 50-50 chance in these things. Either yes or no, and I keep getting...
You have it in front of you. It shouldn't be a guess. The Rambam quotes Moed Katan in Hilchos Shabbos.
Yeah, okay.
Therefore... in no uncertain terms, he accepts that it's about Shabbos. Okay?
Rashi is the opposite.
No, that is Rashi's position. It's the Rashi's is the opposite.
You just told me Rambam is the one who did this.
Yes, more than one person holds... there are only two options, and there are more than two people talking about it, so yes, they must overlap.
Rambam is like... Rambam and Rashi have the same opinion.
Correct.
It's like Shabbat.
Correct. This is like basic math. Three positions, two possibilities, there must be overlap. V'chein, mutar la'adam laskir karmo o sadeyu, ligoy, ava bishu zor'an, v'not'an mishabbat. And what else are you allowed to do? Rent out your vineyard to a goy, even though he'll plant on Shabbos. Why? Sho'eh yodesh eschurin hein, ober zunin natan lem, because... people will know that it's either sharecropped or rented out, because that's what people do with fields. V'davar sheshem Yisrael ba'alav karulav, but if it is Nachum's spa, then he can't rent it out to, he can't franchise it out to Lucas,
because people
to Luke.
Think it's
Luke, Lucas worked for you. Luke worked for you, for
no,
Nachum.
I don't have a worker.
No, for him it was Lucas. Yesterday was, you know, we had it,
yeah,
you gave
it was Lucas for your,
for me,
it's
Yanu
Adrianus. Yanu, okay, great.
Yan is like John.
You only make
Dutch.
It so fancy that our tongues twist while saying it.
It's okay, we can make him say it. And he said, if nobody else franchises out their spas, only Nachum, so then it's still known as Nachum's spa, and even though it's Gans Mutter, Mekra Din,
it's Usher,
because of Marasayan. Right? Okay? And therefore, the Rambam understands this, that even a Kablon can't do a work in public. Yes?
Yep. Okay.
And a sachir or an aris may do work in public if that's the common way of people working for this. Yes?
Whatever the if the community
if it's common for people to hire people out in a mutter way, yes.
Like the re.
Okay, and therefore. Now the Ron takes it. Right, how do you deal exactly with this? The Ron understands and follows. Yesh mi shomer tikibol gegavna asur. Dulo dami laris. We came into aris kolik bepeirot lamar inchi tischer yomu avakegavna shahabaylim notlin kolaperot mechzi luli inchi kischer yom. V'hainu damriyata bepeirg mi shafach mekabikav tochat chum asur chutzlut chum mutar. Ve'avu bishemish pirish ba'avel ikar pirish ha'bishabat koi al ma'kebonud asur b'shabat v'chein dar ha'ramam zav shkatab perek v'amilchot shabat v'chach ha'posek ima anachri livnot lo chadero kotlo l'ktor lo sadeh v'maita malacham v'nina v'tachat chum asur l'anicham v'asot b'shabat. So the way the Ran seems to understand it, right, if you read their summaries, we can now understand that Halacha 14, the Rambam is relating to the issue of Marat Ayin regarding the method of payment. Remember, who talked in this language?
The payment?
The Maharam. Right? That people don't know if the fee was sent in advance or not. Well, in Halacha 15, the Rambam is relating to Marat Ayin of the mode of employment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you need to make sure that you solve both. Right? Meaning, it needs to be either an aris, a renter, not a schir yom, and you need to pay him, right, over the course of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Meaning,
over the course.
I mean, not by days, right?
Right.
Okay.
Or you could pay him in private.
So now the Shulchan Aruch, right, writes as follows, Posek im ha'ino Yehudi, al ha'milacha v'kotzeitz tamim v'ino Yehudi oseh la'atzmo v'yaf ha'pisho oseh b'shabat mutar v'med var mamurim b'tzin'ah she'in makirim ha'kol she'zu melacha naseh b'shabat she'israel v'av v'mayta yudua m'forsemet asur sharo et ha'ino Yehudi oseh el yudeh she'katzatz v'amer sh'ponis achar ha'ino Yehudi la'asot melacha b'shabat v'vichach ha'posek men Yehudi livnot lo chatzero kod lo l'ktor lo sadim v'ayta melacha v'ndina v'tachatchum sur lo nichol la'asot lo melacha b'shabat v'nei ha'roim she'nem yodim she'pasak v'ayta melacha v'tachatchum v'gam ein ir acheret v'toch tchumo sh'makom sh'a so simbo melacham butar melechet farhesi afim talakon svina yudua l'Yisrael dina kamo melechem mechubar. It's almost a quote from the Rambam. Okay, to summarize the options, right? I think this is probably helpful to read it now. Yes, because we've seen a lot of shitot, and not all of them are here because some of them were in the expansions that right we looked at. But fine, Mesechet Shabbos. Right, this is all the way really from the beginning. States that one can give a job to a non-Jew, even if it is reasonable that he will work on Shabbat as long as his fee was fixed in advance. We analyzed this in the last year. That is what we call, but because we don't hold of Shvitat Kelim, we allow a guy to
do it.
Correct. In the second way, Kadan, Shmuel states that there is no that is permitted to assign a job to a Kablan, meaning someone paid by job, not by hour, right? Task payment. As long as there's no issue of Marat Ayin. Now, we had a machloket between, I'll say this outside, between Rashi and the Rush, whether that was Shabbat or Avilut. But now let's work within Shabbat. Okay? Mesechet Avot Zara states that it is forbidden to rent out one's bathhouse on Shabbat as there is Marat Ayin, that the renter is actually a Schir Yom, hired by the Jewish owner, right? This is Nachum's Luke problem. However, it is permitted to give a field over to an Ariz or to rent the field even though he'll work on Shabbat, and seemingly even though it is in public, right? This is the problem. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you understand these all together? So in light of these sources, Rabbeinu Tam explains that the Gemara in Moed Katan is discussing Marat Ayin in the context of Avilut, not Shabbat, right? That's one way of solving it, which is that on Shabbat we allow it to happen in public, as long as it's a normal way of payment on Shabbat and Avilut, not. Regarding Marat Ayin and Shabbat, Rabbeinu Tam differentiates between a bathhouse where the employers are obviously paid by the hour, and construction work where a kaplan may be used, since a kaplan is sometimes used for building. Even if a schir yom is more typical standard arrangement, there is no Marat Ayin. The rewrite, the critical factor is what the standard mode of employment is for that particular field. A bathhouse usually employs a schir yom, leading to an issue of Marat Ayin when the bathhouse is rented by a non-Jew. Field workers, however, were generally hired as kaplanim, and therefore there's no Marat Ayin when it is given to an artist or renter, even if the work works there publicly on Shabbat. A house was usually built by a schir yom, and therefore there is Marat Ayin when the non-Jew builds on Shabbat, even if he's actually a kaplan, based on the Shalom's implication, the Rush accepts Ri's opinion. Right? So let's focus on the Ri, because the Ri is much simpler than Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri basically says it's very simple. The Gemara in Moed Katan, when it says that it's usher to do anything unless it's private, is talking about a house, right? Things that are not normally in the time of the Gemara
done
by task workers.
But can you apply this to anything though? Like in a, sorry.
The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says you can do it even in public,
is a field.
Is a field, which in the time of the Gemara
is normally done.
Was totally normally done.
By
correct. Now, we will get to in a moment. Remember, the key for Lamaisa is going to be to throw the Ritva into the mix. Who said, remember the Ritva?
No.
That since this is Maris Ayin, it all depends on what is normal in your time and place. Right.
That's what the Ri and the...
Ri says that just from the basis of the back then.
The Ri and the Rayon of Tom are explaining the Gemara. The Ritva then says, but to then interpret it halachically, you need to...
Ritva applies it nowadays. That's,
we haven't gotten there yet. But we already saw the Ritva.
Yes.
Okay? Okay. Now, the Ran explains, the Rambam understands there are two types of Mar. Ayin, if the accepted work mode of employment is that the job is teryom, then it's forbidden for the non-Jew to work in public, even if the work is actually being done by a kaplan, which is theoretically permitted. It's forbidden for a kaplan to work in public, since there is ma'ariz ayin regarding the payment, which looks the same as sir yom. Again, from the Shabur explained the Shulchan Aruch similarly to the Rambam, and therefore, right for the Rambam, right, what comes out for the Rambam? Right, what's the conclusion therefore for the Rambam?
What kind of sounds from this that the Rambam only, like, even if you pay, even if it is a an heiress, that if the payment is still the problem is still the payment, like it has to be.
Don't they say normally?
Right. So we what is Yotze for the Rambam? Right, for the Rambam. Right.
Paid.
Right, and therefore, a kablan can't do work even in public, mm-hmm. Right?
Theoretically, could.
No, according to the
Rambam. But a schir and aris can do work in public.
No, yeah?
Right, when that is the common type. Right, meaning, right, the Rambam is two things, right? If it's totally normal for the work to be done in public...
Can do work?
In other words...
Not a skiryom, a sakhir, a renter.
In other words, the Rambam is agreeing that...
I mean, he needs two things, right? Meaning, it can only be done in public if you solve the payment model and the Maris Ayin problem, right? That's basically what he says, yes?
I mean, is the Rambam also...
Correct.
Is the Rambam also explaining that... that it has to be, how you say, the minhag of the place, how they do it. So it's like most people would use a kablan, or some people would use a...
Well, we haven't gone to that yet. Let's hold that though. Remember I said, what we still need to hash out is...
I told you we did.
Right, I was saying, but remember, we need to hash out exactly the statistical, right, conditions here. Okay. Now, the appearance of being a skiryom. So the Ran explains the Rambam forbids having a kablan work in public due to the problem of mechzilu le'inje kiskiryom. It seems as if a skiryom, the problem can be understood in two ways. Meaning, people watching are not aware of the difference between a skir and a kablan, and therefore, even if they realize the worker is a kablan is still forbidden, as people might think that it is forbidden or it could lead to the hiring of a skiryom on Shabbat. Or two, despite people's awareness of the halachic difference between a skiryom and a kablan, they don't know whether the person they see working is a skiryom or a kablan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So one is they don't know the halacha. One is they know halacha, but they
correct.
Still...
Or in language we've talked about, right? One of them is they'll think you're doing something wrong, and one of them is they'll assume you're doing something right, and therefore end up doing it the same.
Maris Ayin versus
Kashan. Possibly right. Ramosh is Maris Ayin Kashan. Yes, exactly. Now, why is that? Lamai nafkamina, right? The nafkamina is
private or public.
No, so the nafkamina is as follows, meaning what are we really, really worried about? What is our fundamental worry? Is it that they're going to know the halacha and be mistaken about the metziut, or know the metziut and be mistaken about the halacha?
And second one.
What's a metziut? Well, what's a metziut?
They'll be mistaken.
Metziut, the reality.
Yeah, I know metziut.
Because if
right?
they know the halacha, then there's no for sure.
I know
what they're going to be doing.
What? Meaning, they will...
What do you mean by reality?
Like, they know the difference between a skiryom and a kablan, but they won't know, looking at your worker, which one they are.
Ah, so they don't know enough for halacha?
No, the other way around. What? They know the halacha, but they don't know how you hired your worker.
Ah, okay.
Right?
And one is they don't know the halacha, but they know who you hired.
Right, so one nafkamina is going to be, what if there is no shaila about the metziut? Namely, this is not a rove game. It's not some. It's every single person. Right? Meaning like nowadays, kim'at everybody, I would say, right? Unless you're building your own house. Right. Hires.
By contract.
By contract, right? Unless you're building your own house and you're your own contractor, which is rare.
Then you're paying the workers by hour.
No, then you're paying because you're the contractor.
Right. Yeah.
But 99% of cases when you buy a house from somebody,
you're paying them by contract.
No? Correct. Right? You're paying them by as contractors. That's what that's how we talk about it. Right? I hired a contractor. Right? You didn't hire a bunch of workers. You hired a contractor. Right?
That's usually how we say it, yes.
Right? That's what you do. You don't look into... Even if someone is really medactic in building houses, what do? They interview a bunch of contractors. They don't go to the different contractors and say, let me meet the 363 workers that you have potentially on staff. I don't care. I don't want to know who they are. Right?
It was going to be an issue if you knew them getting paid.
I'm not talking about halacha now. I'm talking about reality.
Yeah.
So what are you getting to halacha? I'm not talking about halacha. Saying nobody, not Jews, not non-Jews, nobody. They hire someone to build a house. Who do they hire? They hire the contractor. Nobody. Yeah. Nobody. There is nobody. I have never met anybody, right, who
built the house themselves.
No. So some people will be their own contractors.
Right.
Right? But nobody hires, like, a contractor and then goes about to do the hiring of the workers. Like, it is so normal.
Yeah, the contractor usually takes
it. Right? And you just don't do it.
You pay the contractor.
Right?
Contractor, of course it'll be.
Or, take another example, right? A simpler example, fine? Though it won't work for us, but just to give an example. Nobody. Period. End of story. Absolutely nobody in the entire world, right? As far as I know. Pays by the hour for dry cleaning. They don't.
True.
They just don't.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They just don't.
I agree with
right?
That.
You give your clothes and it says X number of dollars for your suit.
Yes.
That's it. I don't care how long it takes you. I don't care if you get stuck in traffic going to the factory. I don't care. Right? I don't care. It could take you 5 minutes, it could take you 4 days. Doesn't matter. You're getting your same $15 at the end. Period. Done. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
So good. Now tell me. In such a case,
in such a case, it would be mutter. Well, again, according to who? Because it all depends on how you...
If we assume that people know the halacha, but we're worried that they're going to mistake the mitzios.
No, we're not.
Remember the two opinions?
Yes, but we said we're not worried about the mitzios, because people know that you're hiring...
No, whoa, 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 whoa. No.
Wait for it.
Take a step back. If the concern of Maris Ayin was because we assume people know halacha,
right,
but they're wrong about the mitzius, right, then in this case,
it would be us.
It would be mutter, because it's always done in a mutter way.
But where people are not... because people, there's no
people
concern.
People know the halacha.
There's no concern that there's...
We're worried in the case of the Gemara that they will be unaware of the mitzius.
Oh, okay, but we're not worried in this case.
Okay, okay.
Right?
In this case, we're not worried.
Because there is only one mitzius, meaning... Right.
But what is one mitzius?
Again,
what do you mean by one mitzius?
Meaning, people in the time of the Gemara, Naniach, right, to take the simple example, some people hired dry cleaners, there wasn't such thing, but fine, right? Dry cleaners by the hour, and some by the task.
Yes. Yeah.
So now, your very educated Balabas comes and says, I know that I can hire the dry cleaner by task, and that's mutter on Shabbos. I know that you can hire by hour.
Right.
I look at this and say, well, nowadays it's totally normal to hire in either way. I don't know what Nahum just did. Mm-hmm. Right? Fast forward to 2019. Right? Nobody pays by hour. They pay the flat $15 or in Modian, whatever you said it was, 700 shekel or something for a suit. Right? Whatever you said it was. Right?
Or rent onto a Rebbe. 15 euros.
Oh my God, almighty.
It's still expensive.
That's expensive. Yeah, okay.
That's expensive.
So then what would the halacha be? Yeah. What would that halacha be?
It would be mutter.
Mutter.
Because there's no...
It would be mutter.
While it's expensive, it's still not by the hour.
It's mutter. Exactly. Right? We try not to think about it. Right? That took you 5 minutes, you charged me 15 euros. Yeah. We're just like... It was for my
$20 for 5 minutes.
Okay. But let's say that our original concern was what?
people not knowing the halacha, but...
Versus
they
right.
know...
that people are unaware of the halacha, right? I mean, they don't know the differences between skaryom and kablon, and therefore we don't want you to work in such a way because they might blur the lines and end up themselves hiring a skaryom, right? Marit ayin versus
that would be
shad. So then nowadays, right? Then let's assume everyone does it by a kablon, right? Would it be asr or mutter?
Asr.
Still might be.
I mean, I would say mutter, but
it still might be usser. Why?
Because
the dry cleaner is by kablanut.
Right.
But in that same dry cleaner, the laundry machines are by load.
By hour,
right? Nani
yeah. Adding a thing onto it. The laundry really mat, if you just a laundry mat.
Okay, but remember that was the thing. Right, is that people might look and say, oh, if Nachum can hire the dry cleaner, then I can hire the laundry person who's right next to him.
But,
right?
100%. Ah,
right, machine. Meaning,
okay, yeah. Okay.
Right?
Didn't we say you go case by case basis?
Again, this is the difference.
Adding two
I'm just saying. Right? The point is, come up with your case. I don't care.
Yes, no,
right?
But right? I would still say.
And therefore.
If people normally. The norm for a dry cleaner today is...
One second. Now, but therefore it says, Mashra, so therefore the Prima Goddam argues based on this, Mashra kablonis goshen l'kstar sadiv afa gavde in yisrael nenem l'cha shavim gom bakom amin am eschazi l'sfer yom v'afal pi she yadu she kablonis l'didu ein chelok. So here's the problem, right? Meaning, what's the problem? Is yes. So therefore, they... Fine, forget the dry cleaning. The guy looks at Nachum and says, oh, I see that Nachum hired Luke as a contractor. And he lets him work on Shabbos. But you know what? I just won the Goral, and I have a B'nai Beitcha. Right? B'nai Beitcha, you know B'nai Beitcha is?
No.
In Israel, one of the ways you can buy a house is through called B'nai Beitcha. Right, where instead of right, you don't buy from a contractor, right? Meaning a lot of new territory, right? They sell to the contractor, right? And then you buy from the contractor. But certain plots are left to what's called B'nai Beitcha, which is that individuals can buy it, and then they can either subcontract it themselves, or they can be their own contractor, right? So Nachum buys the plot from Luke the contractor, but Yankel next door got B'nai Beitcha, and he said, oh, I'm going to build my own house. He says, I know that Nachum hired
Luke
as a contractor, but he doesn't realize that there's a fundamental distinction between Kablanut and Sfir Yom. And he says, oh, well, if he lets Luke continue working on Shabbos, then I am going to let my workers work on Shabbos, even though he's his own contractor.
So this is going back to halacha. It sounds like he's saying that they don't know the halacha.
Correct. That's what I just said. That's the nafkamina. Is that remember that this is literally the point?
Oh,
the Ran
says
no. Remember the Ran. We said there's two ways of understanding the Ran.
Right.
That the concern is that people will know the halacha,
but not know
right?
whether.
Again, Ramoshe-esque. Yeah, here's the problem, Maris. I know Shad. Is it that they know the halacha and think you're doing it wrong, or they are going to end up doing something usher?
Right.
Right? It's Ramosha-esque. So, Lamai Nafkamina, again, if everyone, right,
knows,
everybody knows that Nachum's using Luke. Because everybody who, right, there's a big sign, everyone does it this way. Right? So he sees that Nachum is hired a contractor, so what's he going to do? He's going to
hire day workers.
Day workers because he doesn't understand the halacha. But he knows the mitzvos, but he doesn't understand the halacha. Meaning he doesn't realize there's a difference.
Well, even like that?
Yes.
Kind of a stretch.
And that's what the Prima Goddim understands it as, and therefore says, even in that case, it is usur.
But that's kind of a stretch. But
because if you hire a kablan, then he could hire, I say, somebody by hour.
You understand. But you understand.
Yeah, I understand. But why?
No.
It's a stretch, though.
Right? And the Prima Goddim thinks that the issue here is that people will look at what you're doing. Not really, it's such a stretch.
Yeah. Everybody knows that you're this guy is hired as a kablan.
Nachum. A week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Did you know the difference?
Between a kablan and a day worker?
No. The halachic difference.
between those two things?
What do you mean everybody knows? Why is it such a stretch? I'm sorry. No. You go into shul. Go around the shul. How many people know, right, could explain to you that if they hired a contractor to build their house and the contractor built on Shabbos, that's mutter, and it's usher if they built their own house, hired non-Jews to work there.
Mm-hmm.
How many people know that?
But it's also not a lot. But I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, yeah. So what do you mean, everyone? You just said everybody.
But I'm saying it's like common sense. If this guy's clearly, everyone sees that this guy is hired by contract. Nobody's gonna say, like, I don't see where somebody would say that. Okay, a day worker is also okay, even though everyone hires this guy as a contract.
I mean, you'd see the guy.
We hire one guy, but now you're connecting another thing to that one.
Really? You don't even understand why he would say this.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I don't see
why.
How you could,
really?
How can you day? Like, I don't get that because everyone
really.
That, everyone knows that this guy is hired by contract. Everybody sees. Everybody knows it that this guy's hired by contract. Why is somebody going to get up and say, all right, since
Nahum,
this guy is hired...
Nahum, different case, okay?
Different case.
Let them say this. Okay? Regular, not super educated Baal Bas comes into my house.
Right.
And they see that I don't, but let's say I had a nanny, and she's there, and she's... She's baking a cake, right? I don't turn on the flame. I don't do anything, right?
Right.
And they've heard that there's this thing, you know, this chumra, that this halacha chumra, they don't know, called bishul akum, something like that, you know. And they said, oh, I went into Rabbi Ziering's house, and look, not a cake. Let's say she's. I saw him. Let's just stick with cooking. I saw her making a. Maybe a good example.
Warming up something in the microwave.
Fine. Yeah, warming up something in the microwave. Right. Oh, it must be that this thing bishalakum doesn't exist. So I'll let my nanny make eggs in my house.
In other words, you're looking at that in a practical sense, in other words.
Right? Now, that's obviously ridiculous, because reheating is not the same as cooking. Or something which is, you know, olal shulchan malachim.
You're talking about a guy.
Well, no, do you not think that could happen? Does it not happen all the time?
It does.
But you're talking about a guy that everybody knows that is hired
Everybody knows. What do you mean?
That he's hired by contract.
Comes into my house.
Yeah.
She sees the non-Jew cooking something which is nechal chai. Everybody knows. Making a baked apple. Fine?
Yes.
Everybody knows the difference between baked apple and a chicken.
Right.
Everyone knows that one's edible before.
Right.
Everybody knows that. Yes. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
Except not everyone knows that makes it halachic difference. You can't imagine a case
I understand.
That
yes.
Because the person walked into the rabbi's house and the rabbi was allowing a non-Jew to make a baked apple, that they would say, oh, it must be mutter for the non-Jew to make baked chicken. You can't imagine such a case.
I mean, it's kind of a stretch because if you know that he's taking something that's
Nahum, do you not think this happens? Nahum, does it not happen?
I could see it happening, yes.
So that's all I care about. No, that's it. It's not a stretch.
I see it happening in a
that's
stretch.
It.
Yes. No, but I see it happening in a stretch. Because
in a stretch?
They
why
know,
in a stretch?
Because they know it's mutter, it's okay for you to take an apple and cook it. It's a lot different than taking a raw chicken and making it into a real chicken. It's
really?
Two separate complete cases.
Ah, right. Just like people who say, oh, in shul, they allow the non-Jew to turn on the lights. I can ask a guy at my house to turn on the lights on Shabbos. What do you mean? They're fundamentally different.
Mm-hmm.
One is tzibur, one is mitzvah, one's at home. There are salient differences. So no one in the history of the world has ever been confused by watching the guy turn on the light on Shabbos that they're relying on the shitot of tzibur b'akom mitzvah and has ended up doing it in their house. Never. It's never happened.
It has.
All right. These happen all the time. Yes, that's all I care about. Yes.
Fine.
Right?
Yes.
Right? We're not yet arguing statistical, but what the Prima Gundam is worried about is that type of mistake. Okay?
To finish my comment somehow.
Wait, this is a myself? This is the
okay.
thing I gave you?
So now look. So the Pribagadim says that most Rishonim... Now he says, now he admits, he says most Rishonim understand that the Maariv sign is that people will believe that he's employing a worker not through Kablanos but for an hourly wage.
Right.
But he thinks that the Ran thinks that it's about a mistake in... Right? Right. The Ran holds that even if people are aware the workers are Kablan, the typical lack of expertise in these halachot may lead to the hiring of Shkar Yom on Shabbos. Right? And the Nafkamina will be where everyone hires through Kablanos, according to Rov Rishonim, you're right, Nachum. But the Prima Gardim's understanding of the Ran is that it would be Usher.
Right.
That's it. Right? So he says... Right, the Prima Gadim, note that the Prima Gadim brings the prominent example from Rambam that it is forbidden to have a kavla and harvest one's field. The Gemara, however, states the field hands are generally hard through a research, so why is it forbidden to have a kavla and harvest it? While Tosfot does hold this is permitted, according to the Rambam, there's an additional issue of Marzain for the kavla. The Rambam's ruling Halacha 15 that is permitted to give one's field to an artist or renter.
Is he separating kavla and a research?
The Rambam's ruling in Halacha 15 that it's permitted to give one's field to an aris or renter implies that it's forbidden to give it to a kablan. Prima Gadim explains this is because the payment to a schir and kablan looks similar, right? As opposed, again, why is it not for an aris?
Because an aris is taken from the land.
Correct. Right. That's the point. And now you understand the difference. By the way, now you understand the difference.
Yeah.
Right. This is how the Prima Gadim is understanding the Rambam, according to the Ran. That there's two problems you need to solve.
One is payment and one is...
Correct.
Payment.
And that's why the least problematic is Aris.
Right.
Because the nature of the payment model is Mutter.
Right.
And he doesn't get money, he gets produce. And therefore nobody looks at this and says...
As a bad way.
Well, I wouldn't say nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
Virtually. I mean, the point is, someone looks at it and says... Well, no, what's he saying? According to the way the Prima Gadim understands the Ran, according to the Rambam, right, is that you need to solve two Marzayan problems,
right?
I mean, most people don't hold this.
One is
that you need to make sure that the payment, it's known that the payment model is done in a mutter way.
Right.
To do that, it needs to be one.
Yeah, but if nobody knows the halacha, then...
Correct, but he says the only way to solve this, according to him, is, right, why... Ah, good, so why is an Aris different? Because nobody's going to look and say, oh... If he can allow him to take 30% of the grapes, I can pay him 30%. No, they're
not. Nobody's going to think that way?
No, they're not. Why?
And you would think that way with a
No, sorry, not 30% of the grapes. No one's going to say, he took 30% of the grapes, therefore it's mutter for me to pay him by hour. But very few people are going to do that. Why? Because the nature is so different. No, but listen. Because the nature of the setup is so different. Right? Meaning, listen. In the end of the day... Your neighbor, who's building their own house
what
and hire workers,
giving him money
is still going to view himself more similar to you. Right? Think about it. Your neighbor, Yankel, your neighbor, is going to say, hey, just listen linguistically.
Yeah.
Oh, Nachum's building a house and I'm building a house.
Right.
Right? He will say that, even though you're building a house through a contractor and he's not.
Right.
Right? He's not going to say, oh... I have workers, and Nachum has workers, because sharecropping, your worker walks away at the end of the day with an envelope with his pay stub, right? And his walks away with a truck full of...
Yours walks away with a truck.
Yours, you. You're
right, mine.
Yeah, yours.
Oh,
you
said the opposite.
Whatever. You.
Right.
His
yes.
worker walks away with
a paycheck.
Mine. Yours, right? He doesn't look at it as the same thing. He says...
He's getting paid in... Produce.
No one looks at it. But he doesn't look at it the same way. He says, I'm the Bala Bus and I have my employees. Nachum is a partner. Because think about it, right? Because at the end of the day, he keeps all the grapes and sends his employee home with a check.
Right.
And here, if he looks over at your vineyard, right, on your estate,
your employees
look right,
with a truck of grapes.
And therefore he says, oh, that guy's not really his employee, right? That must be his partner.
Oh, no.
Or he might be his... All right, right, meaning he doesn't look at it and say, that's the same as my hired hand. He just doesn't. He doesn't.
I don't know. Because why can't you pay your workers with produce?
You can, but you understand he'll look at it and say, this is different.
But I'm...
It does. It just looks different. It looks so different.
Yeah, but there are those people that would look at it like I do. Like, you're paying your worker in grapes. Isn't that enough to call it Maariv Sinai as well?
No.
Why?
Because at some level, I mean, look, no matter what you do, sure, there could be, someone could say, oh, look.
I don't get how you can say that with...
because the ish gvul, Nachum, that's why. Because at some level, right, I can't say, oh, look, Donnie is drinking water. Water is a drink. It must be mutter to drink pig juice. Like, what? Sure, there's someone in the world who says
that's so different than... if I pay my worker in a paycheck, or if I pay
worker
with grapes...
Yeah, exactly. Well, like,
if I pay my worker in a paycheck, and I pay him in grapes, I'm still paying him, but one's mutter, one's usher.
You're drinking water, drinking pig
juice,
you're still drinking
something. Yeah, you're still drinking. There's always going to be someone who looks like that.
No, one is you're drinking Voss water, one is drinking... holy water.
Look. I don't understand. I understand. So according to your logic, you understand there has to be a difference. Because what are you going to say? Right? Oh, I saw Donnie walking the supermarket in Belgium buying an orange. Haraya, you can walk into any supermarket in Israel and buy an orange.
Yes, because nobody... it looks like an orange.
It looks like a payment.
When you pay him with grapes, it still looks like a payment. It still looks like you're paying the guy.
Two different things.
That's what I don't get.
You're still
when he drinks that water and the holy water, it still looks like he's drinking
water.
This
isn't supposed to money. It's what he grew himself and not what you're giving him.
That's what I'm...
No.
Wait, it looks like he's drinking water. No. It doesn't look like he's drinking two different types of water. It looks like he's getting paid.
But you can't imagine somebody saying, oh, look, he's drinking that drink, right, that clear liquid, right? Oh, and he didn't... Right, he didn't check the heksher before he drank it.
Right.
Oh, it must be. I don't have to check the heksher on vodka. Because that's what he's drinking, right? I mean, there's always someone who's going to say, that's not water, that's vodka. They have vodka sinks in Migdal, right? He didn't look the heksher on the sink. There's always an idiot, right? Tamid yesh.
No, Rebbe, right? I'm saying, Nachum is paying his worker with grapes. Oh, so why can't I pay my worker with money? I'm paying my worker.
No, because it looks so different.
But it's still a payment. It's just one paying one with one way and one's paying the other way. That's what I don't get. If you could say it about one case, you could say it about the other.
You could say it about any case. But the point is, A, he knows he's not a day worker. Remember, we're talking about cases where he knows that.
Right. And we said in Kaplanis.
Well,
the money is also different.
But he... No. Remember, what is the Prima Gadim worried about according to the Ron? That the guy is going to look at it and say, Nachum has a contractor.
Right.
I know it's a contractor.
Yes.
That must mean I'm allowed to have a stereo.
Right.
Right?
Nachum.
Whoa. No, wait.
Yes.
But what the Prima Gadim is saying is that the Rambam is not worried about him saying, oh, Nachum has a sharecropper, not a salaried worker. He knows this.
Okay, right.
You're saying, what's the difference? No. The Prima Gadim is talking about a case where you know that he's not a salaried worker.
The whole town knows that it's an arena.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So your question goes out the window. It's not that he doesn't know this. He knows it. Right. He knows that it's not a salaried worker.
Right.
And you pay him with grapes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? The Prima Gundam assumes that by that point, he will look at it and say... He'll at least say, is that really the same as my accountant?
But that's what I...
Whoa. Is he going to say that? Is he going to say that? What are the chances... What are the chances that he's going to say, oh, Nachum has his sharecropper working on Shabbos, so I can have my accountant working on Shabbos? The answer is, the normal person would at least say, you know, there are salient differences between these. Maybe I should ask a Shaila.
But...
You're right. There's always someone who's just going to say...
That's what I'm confused about, because I don't see...
That doesn't count as the majority.
A koblen. Okay. I hire my koblen, so somebody might come to hire a day worker. Right? I'm paying my koblen this way. It's mutter and everything. Someone might come to do it.
Yes.
Right. I'm doing this in a mutter way. I'm hiring... It's in a research. Everyone knows it's in a research. Everybody knows it's a koblen. But yet, they're still going to come to do something else here. Why can't you say that about a research also?
Because...
He's walking away
because,
with grapes, but that's his payment.
Because.
So I think...
Because. I have my perk because I'm hiring an accountant, and Danny's hiring an accountant.
Yes.
And I pay my accountant by the hour.
Yes.
And Donnie pays his accountant by the task.
Yes.
Donnie decides he's going to pay his accountant $500, and I'm going to pay him $100 an hour, but it takes him 5 hours.
Right.
Now what?
Voila.
Now what? How different do these look? Even though I know that Donnie is doing it by by kablanut, and I'm doing it by stereo.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How different does it look by the end?
Very different.
Well, no,
it looks it's the same. It looks the same.
Looks the exact same.
Right, yes. Well, I meant it looks the same.
Good.
It looks the same. Because they're both getting a paycheck for $500.
And therefore, do you understand why, even though I'm fully aware that Donnie is doing this through kablanut, I might get confused and think that whatever he can do, I can do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that. 100%.
Right? Because you understand that when you're paying him money,
yeah,
right, in the end of the day, even if I know that the arrangement between us was different,
right,
those lines get blurred because I'll be like, oh, in a Hanami, he paid him for a task, I paid him by hour.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, look, it's basically the same, right?
Yes.
Right? Different now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Donnie hires someone to as a sharecropper, and I hire someone as a farmhand.
Yes.
Right?
Farmhand.
I mean, just someone to work on my farm.
Okay.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell him, I'll pay you minimum wage in California, whatever, it's $15 an hour.
Okay.
Right?
That's minimum wage?
In California, I think, right? Isn't that what they were talking about? Or that was they were talking about, I don't know if that ever happened, right? And Donnie says, I'll pay you 30% of the grapes.
Yes. You know he said that.
I know this.
Yeah. You know that he said he'll pay him 30% of the grapes.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the kids where he knows.
Okay.
At the end of it,
yeah.
Donnie says, thank you, Andrianus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your help.
And doesn't hand him anything.
And he says, Andrianus, please bring your trucks. And Andrianus comes in with two full-size trucks, right? Hires his own, you know, his own workers for a few hours to load up his trucks and leaves.
Right, and you put grapes in
and my worker comes to me and I say, oh, you worked 25 hours. How much money do I owe you?
How much are you paying? $15 an hour?
No, so 25 hours. So it's
how much money?
It's about
15.
375. Not about 375. It's exactly $375.
Yeah,
right? And I give him a check.
Yes.
Right?
Right, because 460, yeah, 375.
Right? So the Prima Gautam is assuming that when I start thinking about, right, can I get business advice from Donnie, I might think, you know, come to think about it, I'm not sure that we've structured our businesses quite the same. And therefore, I'm not going to jump to conclusions.
Really?
I might at least ask questions.
I'm paying him in grapes, you're paying him money. He's still getting paid.
No.
When I give him those 3,000 grapes, it is me giving him a payment.
No, because you know it's in our resort. Stop. You keep going back to the payment.
Going back to the past.
I don't get it because he's...
No.
We said the problem is the payment.
No, we solved both problems. Because A, he knows it's in our resort.
Yes.
And we've created enough of a wedge
that
he's probably not going to look at what he's doing as identical to what he's doing. That's all we care about. We care that he's going to have an inkling that they're different enough that he asks a Shaila. Do you understand?
Yes, but I don't see
how do you understand? That's
yes,
all we want.
I don't see how it's so different, though, because he's still getting...
Do you not think that the average person in such a circumstance might bother to ask a Shaila to ask, is there a salient difference?
I don't know.
Do you think the average person might... Have you anywhere in his consciousness the
I don't see enough of a difference between
Donnie, what do you think?
There's a difference.
Do you think an average person will look at it and say, you know, there's a difference, I should probably examine whether there's a halakhic equivalence between ours? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Yosef?
He looks between the difference.
Do you think that the average person would assume that whatever is true for the kablan who's walking away with two truckloads of grapes is going to be the same for the guy who walks away with a pay stub?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the whole
so
point.
So here you go. Three out of four of us say that the average person would look
democratic
at it and say, you know, I probably should ask a Shaila before I assume that whatever Donnie was allowed to do, I'm allowed to do.
Right.
You're assuming that, no, nobody would ever do that. People, you're right. And I'm telling you, Nachum, that you're right. There's always somebody who's going to say...
It's not even somebody. I would think a lot of people would do that. They would still be mistaken because he's giving him a payment.
Yeah, look, Nachum, there are always the people who say,
maybe you're
fruit don't need hechsherim.
No, Nachum,
stop. There is always the person who's going to say, "Oh, fruit don't need hechsherim. It must be that my Jewish worker, my kosher keeping worker, can have the bottle of wine I got him." Because they're going to say, "Oh, that's a fruit.
See?
Right?
So could
but
be
the average person doesn't.
Right.
Because
they
the average person
yes.
doesn't do that. The average person doesn't look at a banana and say, if a banana is kosher, then a bottle of wine must be kosher.
Right.
There's always the person who says, oh, well, you know, trees, trees.
That's
right? Right?
I'm saying they are...
No, that's exactly what you're saying.
They're
both things that come from trees.
No, they're both fruit. No, no.
Both forms of payment, is that what you're going to try and say now?
I'm saying they're both fruit.
I am paying my worker this way. You are paying your worker this way.
I'm eating a banana. I'm eating a fruit in one form, and you're eating a fruit in another form.
No, because this is two... One form... This is both payments.
No, they're... They're both fruit.
Yeah.
Wine is not a fruit.
They're both
really. And I don't even.
Wine is a fruit.
Two truckloads of grapes is not a paycheck.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Then a bottle of wine is also a banana. But they're not.
How can you connect the two?
No, this is a sold-off thing.
You're right. A bottle of wine is a grape.
Well, if anything, he's going to ask which
one's
the correct.
No, if you're giving the truck notes, it's a different sold-off thing.
Yes! Most people look at it and say those are salient differences.
Yes. Between this payment and that payment.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, let me see.
They are both payments.
No. The average person doesn't think that. The average person says these are different cases.
If I see somebody who...
Stuck on the idea
if
that
I...
Like
if,
a
no, no.
Of the
but they don't.
If I had somebody who comes to work...
But they don't.
If I had somebody who comes to work...
But they don't.
They do look like... They look like one payment. It's just one... It's both payments. That's what I don't get.
No, Nachum, it's not. No, it is not.
You're paying your worker.
No, it is not. The average person doesn't look at that.
My office right now, and I give him 300,000 grapes for doing his job. That's not a payment to that guy?
No, that's illegal.
Because you're kind of giving him
cash. Why is that illegal?
Because you have to give him cash.
If he wants grapes instead.
If he wants it.
Yes, if he wants grapes
if
instead.
If he wants it, you
I
can
give
him
grapes.
If he wants it,
that's
correct.
That's a payment.
If he wants it, sure.
It is
but it's not a given.
Still a payment.
Is it a given?
What?
Is it a given? Is he allowed to pay that way?
You had to have said
but
you wanted grapes.
It still looks like a payment. Does it not?
Is it a given? Is it a given?
But I'm asking...
No, let me prove it to you right now.
Is it
you have to ask him the question, would you like grapes? And what is the average person going to say to you?
Hell no, probably not.
I'm never coming to work for you, lunatic, again. And what is the person going to say to Donnie?
Would you like some grapes?
When Donnie does the same thing, what's the guy going to say?
Sure.
With cash.
Why are you asking me the Shiloh? We already agreed I was going to take 30%.
Uh-huh.
He'll look at you like a nut job, and he'll look like Donnie as that was our deal.
To the other people, it still looks like a payment, even if he says yes. If he says
no,
yes, it still looks
no,
like a payment.
No, it doesn't. That's my point, is no, it doesn't. Because the average person does not look at them as identical.
Okay. So he'll just think he's taken 3,000 grapes from my warehouse.
He'll think he was a partner.
Isn't that a form of payment?
No, partnership is not a form of payment.
Partnership
is no, it is not.
Pay each other.
It is absolutely not. Partners don't pay each other. They take percentages. Those are not the same. No one thinks those are the same.
That's partner. Sure.
No one thinks that's the
true.
Same.
But you're giving him 30,000 instead of, and you're getting 1,000,000 out of it.
Okay, so that's how you split.
You got 300,000, and I got 700,000. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
the point.
How many people are counting?
You guys run a bakery, and a guy buys $100. Owns the field. You both get 50. You didn't give each other
and
money.
It's less problematic to you because, according in the time of the Gemara, the average kablanos was up to mechza. So 50-50 suddenly wouldn't bother you?
No, it still looks like a...
Have 50%. You can have... I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't think that the average...
It still looks like...
50%.
Everyone knows...
Nachum. The totally normal kablanos is 50%.
Okay.
Really? The average person is going to look at Donnie and his...
No, he's a partner. I would agree.
And 30% he's not?
I'd say he's less of a partner.
30%? Have you ever watched Shark Tank?
I have.
Yes.
That's an investor.
Yes. Oh, wait.
They don't own the business.
Yeah, this is a good example, Ivory. It's an amazing example.
When somebody invests in a company, do they think they own
half? They do.
They do.
They don't think it. They do, legally. You're wrong.
Yes, they like
it. You know what?
One third of the company.
Correct. That's what equity means. When he says, I'll give you $500,000 for 10% equity, that is exactly what it means. It's not called investing. It's called, I own 10% of the company. That's what equity means.
Okay.
No, it's not. Yes, it's
no,
not.
That's
are you thinking that? The answer is yes. That's exactly what it is.
Rebbe, you should have come up with an example in the beginning.
Baruch Hashem.
And now you understand Shark Tank.
You shouldn't watch it, by the way. It's a good series, and I could.
Both forms of payments to the average eye. Even if they know it's a share
trial. No, it's not.
Except the guy
it's equity. The guy looks at it and thinks you have equity.
He's just thinking of it as payment, though.
I am an investor. I
want to the fact that one's a check and one is a kid grapes.
Okay, good. I'm going to do it. Okay.
Are you okay, Rabbi?
He's going to look at it as one form. He's going to look at it. You're paying your guy with grapes. I'm paying my guy with check.
Okay, now. Guys, let's go a little bit farther. Guys, okay.
That's what they would ask. Why not everyone give money or everyone give grapes?
He's not going to ask it too. He's gonna,
okay, continue. Let's go down.
You're paying him with grapes. I'm paying him with a check. That's it. He's not going to ask the difference. He just thinks you're going okay. to want
so the Prima Goddam takes... Now, again, you can reject all of this because this is just the Prima Goddam within the Ram. But all I wanted to illustrate it's a coherent position.
Correct.
Right? Even if it's not the position we accept, the halacha, that wasn't the point. Okay. The Bar Halacha limits it slightly, and he says that Lidvar Vafil Minag Rovir Bakamanos Gamkin Asar Kim Nagil Maskar Yom Gamkin, right? The Prima Gadim, the Bar Halacha, presumably is more like Nachum. He says, I don't buy this whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? He well, says, the Prima Gadim must not have meant it. He says, the way he understands the Prima Gadim is that, no, if Mamish, 100% of people hire through Kablanos, then this is just not a thing. Right?
What is not a thing that...
Right, meaning, I'm not worried that 100% people do Kablanos, and he knows it's a Kablan, and then he is going to go and draw conclusions about Tzichur Yom.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't buy that that's the case.
He doesn't buy that someone still thinks Tzichur Yom if everyone does Kablanos.
What?
He doesn't buy that there's going to be Tzichur Yom if everyone does Kablanos.
Right? I mean, he doesn't think that someone's going to say, everyone knows Kablanos, I know this is Kablanos, oh, but I'm going to draw conclusions about Tzichur Yom.
Yeah,
think he says, when is it? If it's 80-20, right, meaning there's no Maris Ayin, the vast majority of people do it through Kablanos. He looks at it and says, yeah, he's probably doing Kablanos,
mm-hmm.
right? But not everybody does, right? There are a bunch of people who build their houses, their own day workers, meaning for while 80% of people hire contractors, 20% hire their own workers.
Okay.
And therefore, he knows that Nachum is building it through a contractor, but, you know.
Can we connect that to a reason as well?
Therefore, he says, it seems like Bar Halacha understands the Rambam's phrase according to the second possibility. That if the job is generally performed by a Kablan, and it's actually being performed by a Kablan now as well, but it's still sometimes performed by a Tzichur Yom, people see and may suspect that it actually is Tzichur Yom. Meaning, he's only worried when there's an actual concern. Right? Meaning, he's not willing, the Bar Halacha is not willing to accept that within the Rambam there's going to be this fluidity, right? Mm-hmm. You're doing it through Kablanos, I'll make conclusions about Tzichur Yom. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What he's willing to do is say 80-20. That even when there isn't like, you know, mamish, marzayin, that the Prima Gadim would say it's usur. Correct.
Right. So would you correct. Connect this to...
Now this opinion is also stringent in relation to that one of Tosos. It's a common law as long as people usually hire a Kablan in this kind of job. But the Bar Halacha seems to hold that even if the Ron is lenient, if everyone hires a Kablan for this kind of job.
Could it be...
Right? And therefore... Right now, this brings us to some of our numbers games. Right, is what comes out here is that according to the Bar Halacha, right, is that even if people normally do things through a Kablan, it is usur. It's only mutter when everyone does it through a Kablan, right? As opposed to Tosros, who said the opposite.
Even when,
right,
if it's normally done in this way, then it
no.
Would be...
Tosros says as long as it is normal, right, meaning if it's usual. Even if it's usual to do both ways, Tosu says it was mutter.
Right,
meaning, right, you understand these now end up coming from two different poles. The Tosu says, as long as it's normal to do it in a mutter way, then it's mutter, because people will look at it and say he's probably doing the mutter way. Right? The Bar Halacha, understanding from Gadam, understanding the Ram, understanding the Rambam, right, goes to the opposite extreme and says, no, it's only mutter when every last freaking person in the world
does it
in the mutter way.
So would he connect this to a resource? Like, okay, normally, usually people hire...
But he says, obviously, everyone will be mekel if what? If every last human being on the face of planet Earth, does it in the mutter way. Meaning dry cleaning, right?
Yeah.
Mamish, the whole world does dry cleaning, kabonos, right? Nobody, no, it just, it's not a thing, right?
So this
just
is
not a thing. Nobody, there is nobody, right? It's so going to be the case where someone's going to email me, like, you know, who listened to Why You Torah. It's not true. In my hometown, the dry cleaner gets paid by the minute.
Well, your hometown is...
No, no one's going to say, I mean, maybe someone's going to do that, but I doubt it.
Can you get Sarchi, the assumption of Sarchi if you're on like, Kablanos with the workers?
Well,
Is there still a down of sarchiyom if you are the contractor, but you're doing kablanik with the workers?
Like, you pay the workers by job, not by hour.
Workers get paid for their task, but you still are the contractor. Because does that suddenly make it an idea?
That's us, sir. No, that's us, sir. You, it doesn't help if you're the owner or the contractor. If you are hiring people by day, it's us, sir.
No, by task.
No, you're hiring the workers.
You as a contractor, you're hiring them by task.
You're the contractor,
but because
you're
people
say
you're a contractor, you should.
Oh no, that would be us, sir. No, that'd be us, sir.
Because you're not smart.
Obviously, because most people hire their workers by hour.
Is this where my?
What do you mean? Most? What do you mean nowadays?
Well, a guy hires.
Yeah, the most contractors hire their workers by hour. So you, even if you hire them by task, could be us, sir.
Okay.
Could be Marzain.
This is where my argument would come in. Because if you have an Arisos, if normally
you have no Arisos. There is no Arisa going on in Pesach.
Not even the whole town would be in.
If people usually hire, have an Arisa on Shabbos.
If he's the owner of the contract,
but some people usually have someone on the field, it's normally a day worker. So this is where you would say that.
What Arisa? There is no Arisa. There is no Arisa in.
No, we're saying according to the.
There is no Arisa. There is zero Arisa in Pesach. I don't believe you.
Also by task. Everyone in town was by task already.
Okay, no.
So you just said in your hometown.
Now that he's doing my
this is where my argument.
Argument. I thought you said your.
No.
Like what?
This is where my.
How?
Do you mean Arisa or you mean Kablanot?
Being a contractor, assuming you do Sarkayon.
Can you say the same if you say this about Kablanot? Can you connect it to Arisa? Where normally people hire it,
even though he's paid
as an Arisa.
Correct. Yeah, for sure.
Some people hire it as paid.
According to Tosfos, that's fine. According to Baraloha, that's not correct.
Ah, but
even if you pay him, it's great because he's a contractor.
Okay, good. Now, Ramoshe. Guys, so Ramoshe took this down to a contractor, literally, right? He says, everybody hires Bipo, Shekimat Kuleyama, Noagin Levino, Bigabola, Yede Kablon, contractor. After in Lechosh Kuleyama, Shema Yomer, Shema Skurin. Now he says, right? And therefore, Ramoshe says that basically, Bizman Hazeh, where virtually everybody builds their house through contract work, right? He thinks that it is mutter.
Right.
Well, I mean, he thinks even like Be'er Halacha. Because everybody, not 100%. Who knows if it means every last person.
I would go more with Tosfos.
But 99%. But his point is, he says...
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Rabbi, he says also in Hebrew.
So let's just, guys, let's just try to get to the end of this page. I know it's late, but let's try to get... Because tomorrow is our last day. Before Zmanim, we want to finish this, because you guys will forget all of this.
Rabbi, thank you for the confidence.
I have full confidence in you. Full confidence.
It's not confidence, he knows.
But maybe you'll do Chazara of Benzman, then you won't want to pick up in the middle.
You're only
okay,
the
good. Guys, so two more sources. So the Be'er Halacha summarizes. Ayin Mishnah Berurah Chazara B'Shem Ataz. Dafilum Derech Anshei Ir L'Skor Polim B'Kabalonos Gamken Aser Derech Shuv Skar Yom Shigam Zehu Regilos. The Taz says, as long as the Aser way is also normal, it's Aser. Right, meaning, even if it's 70%, they do it in mutter ways...
Right.
As long as it's not unheard of to do it in the Usher way, then there's Marasayan.
Oh, okay, fine. I thought you said it.
Meaning if 70% hired through contract and 30% through day workers, so you might have said it's mutter, why? Because 70% of people do it through contract. Right. It's still Usher because it's not unheard of for people to do it. Is correct. He's summarizing. This is a summary.
Okay.
Nothing here is new. This is a summary.
Right.
Vihine v'chdusher b'kevayger heim v'shum v'chubas Maria Levi hiskim gam kein l'sarach taito ba'at v'sham lahatir heichudim minagam akum l'skor b'kablanos v'kevayger quotes Maria Levi, who agrees that 70-30 is still usher. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, as long as the norm in a place is to do it through contract work, it's mutter because people will still assume you're doing what's normal. Even if it's not unheard of to do it the other way, as long as there's a distinct majority that most people do it in a way which would be mutter, then it's mutter.
You still have that group that would think you're doing something else.
Correct. But you understand. We've now laid out all the positions. You understand.
Yes.
Right. This is the summary. So, lehalacha, without rehashing how they got here, the Taz says, if it's not abnormal to do it in an usher way, then it is usher, because of Marasayan. The Rabbi Kiva Eger says the opposite, which is, if it's normal to do it in a mutter way,
then it's
mutter, because people will assume you're doing the mutter way, even though it's possible then it's usher. So the Bir Halacha says that he would like to be machmir, but if someone is mekil, he can't stop you because yesh v'yesh. Right? He thinks that you should be machmir. He thinks that's the simplest read in Shulchan Aruch. Right? Mm-hmm. But he thinks that if people are mekil, it's not the biggest deal because there's shittas on both sides. Mm-hmm. Okay? But now he just adds a point. By the way, there's two. That it's not necessarily the minhag hamakom. It could just be that everybody knows that Nachum always makes deals this way. He's so famous because of his 15 houses. Right?
15 houses now already?
Even 13, majority whatever. Is normally done usher, but everybody.
But if everyone knows Nachum does it this way, then according to those shittas, it would be mutter.
That's what. Didn't we say this?
No. Yeah, okay, it's fine.
Oh, wait.
Summary. No, didn't we say this? Yes.
No.
But, so the Bir Halacha on the end of the day is...
I'm saying, didn't guys, we say it's usher, though?
One second. Just two last points. Is that Ramosha says, however... two things. One is that even in a case where it might be mutter, I mean, even if you think that the majority think it's mutter... Right, and therefore it's mutter to do contract work. He says, when people really violate Shabbos all the time, right? He thinks that you should be machmir, unless it's a hefsed merubah, right? Meaning, because at the end of the day, right? Look, when everybody, I'll say it outside. Moshe says one: when everybody kept Shabbos and everyone cared about Shabbos, so then they cared about these distinctions, right? But when most people don't keep Shabbos, and they see the Jew having people work for him on Shabbos, what do they say?
They don't really care.
The Orthodox people don't really care anyways. Right? So Moshe says, right, you know, in a generation like that, even if it's really, really mutter, if you're not going to, it's not going to cost you a lot of money, just avoid it.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
Because he says it makes sense, right? Meaning he's not saying this is a law. It's a policy. Yeah. It's a policy question.
Because didn't we say earlier that if you do it where Rove does it wrong? I'm saying, didn't we say that if you?
So he's allowed to do that.
Right? He didn't make this up. The Gemara in Ma'id Katan says that in Adam Chashuv shouldn't hire workers on Shabbos even in a permitted way. Right, I mean, there is this notion that chashuv people should go beyond, right?
Okay.
Right, because even if everybody hires their gardeners, right, by contract, right, still there's going to be, you know, in a generation where people don't really keep Shabbos.
I have a question. Are you planning? Implying, in other words, let me say this: most of people are not religious, and Ramosh Feinberg is saying that he's allowed to do that on Shabbos.
No, if I cared, then even something which is totally mutter, you should avoid.
Ah, okay.
That's what I just said.
Ah, okay, I didn't.
Right, he's saying that even a contract work, which is totally mutter, the non-religious Jews who don't care about Shabbos will say, "Oh, look, Nachum is a Shomer Shabbos Jew, and he's having his house built on Shabbos."
Okay.
Right, even though it's totally mutter.
Yeah.
But they'll say, "Oh, you see, right?" There's a shuva by Rav Asher Weiss like this. He said, "Right, a TV station once contacted a shul in Russia." And said, "Can we record your davening on Rosh Hashanah for a feel-good piece that we're running on TV?" Right? So what's the answer, halachically?
No.
Yes.
Halachically
is obviously mutter.
Why would it be a
pure halacha?
Pure halacha, yes.
It's obviously mutter. Yeah, you didn't ask them to do it.
Right.
Right? They're doing it for themselves.
They're
right?
Already doing it.
Oh,
so you're not
right?
Personally doing anything.
You're not doing anything, and they're doing it for themselves.
I thought it was going to be used for... Well,
you're not posing.
Right.
They said, "Can we come into shul on Rosh Hashanah and record it?"
Yes.
You're not posing on anything.
Yes.
Right?
But they're just there. I mean,
you're just there. Yeah. Right? But he says, except this is Russia, and the majority of people coming to shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not religious. And they don't know the difference. They all they know is that Orthodox Jews don't watch TV on Shabbos, and they show up at the Orthodox shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and there's a TV
cameraman,
crew.
Yeah.
Right? He says, this is not formal Marasayan. This is a bad idea.
Well, this is where they don't know halacha.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the point.
And that's Ramosha's point. That's why I just brought that example. Thank you. That was my point. Is Ramosha said in our generation, even if it's totally mutter, the average person
They
just don't know that this is not a generation where everyone Shomer Shabbos and they're clearing they just look at it and said, oh, you said you shouldn't watch TV on Shabbos, why do you have a TV crow in the shul?
When you say it applies to the non-Jewish community, like they'll look down upon the Jews if they see
well, whoever, whatever his point, whatever.
No, that's what I'm saying.
This is policy. I don't know. It's policy. Moshe said what he said. Okay? That's point one he makes. Now, and the other thing, obviously, this is, I've said it 100 times, this is only permitting hiring a contractor, not a subcontractor. Right, obviously. A subcontractor paid by day is us, sir.
Right.
Talk later.
Yeah.
You saved a kid's life, by the way.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. He likes doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Tomorrow, we're all actually almost done. We will finish tomorrow. If you look, most of what's left here is some interesting tshuva, which however we get through, once we get through, whatever we don't, we don't.